powerful people would want her dead. Chapter 2. The Princess is a Prisoner. When Elizabeth was 13, her father died. Prince Edward was only 9. Still, he became king. Sadly, Edward was often sick and died at the age of 15. Princess Mary, the oldest of Henry's 3 children, now became queen. Mary was already 37 years old. Within a year, the new queen married Prince Philip of Spain. Like Mary, Philip was Catholic. The Catholic religion was very important to Mary, and she insisted that everyone else in England be Catholic as well. Those who didn't obey could be put to death. During her rule, more than 250 people were burned at the stake. The English people hated Mary. They called her Bloody Mary. Also, they resented that Mary had married Philip. They did not want a Spanish prince to have so much power over their country. As for Queen Mary, she resented her half-sister Elizabeth. She always had. After all, King Henry had divorced Mary's mother to marry Elizabeth's mother. Mary also did not trust Elizabeth. She thought Elizabeth was plotting to be queen. So she had Elizabeth thrown in jail. On a cold and rainy night, Elizabeth was sent by boat to the Tower of London. She was only 19 years old. The boat passed under London Bridge. Above her, the heads of traitors were displayed on poles. Did the same fate await Elizabeth? The boat arrived at the steps that led up to her prison cell. At first, Elizabeth would not go. She knew there was no escape, but she wanted to make it clear to everyone that her punishment was not fair. She was innocent. So she sat down on the cold, wet stone steps. When she felt she had made her point, she rose and climbed to her cell. Elizabeth remained there for 2 months, never knowing from one day to the next if Mary planned to kill her. Elizabeth wrote to her sister Mary, declaring her innocence, but her letters were ignored. Finally, Queen Mary released Elizabeth. Still, she had to live under house arrest for a year at a nearby palace. Elizabeth was watched closely. She learned to keep her thoughts to herself. As for Queen Mary, she was desperately trying to have a baby. She wanted to raise a Catholic child, one who would rule after her and make sure England stayed Catholic. But she remained childless. Then her health started to fail. Queen Mary was forced to face the facts. Elizabeth would be queen after her. Still, Mary waited until she was on her deathbed to declare Elizabeth the new queen. It was November 17th, 1558. Elizabeth was reading under an oak tree when 2 officers of the court rode up to her. One of the men presented Elizabeth with the royal ring. It was the one that Mary had worn. Elizabeth said a prayer of gratitude in Latin. She had survived Mary's rule. Now she was queen. Elizabeth was only 25 years old. From now on, she would answer to only one person, herself. Elizabeth was crowned Queen of England on January 15th, 1559, in a famous London church called Westminster Abbey. Elizabeth wore a beautiful golden gown and a matching robe trimmed in white fur. As she sat on her throne, parts of the Bible were read aloud. This was to show that Elizabeth was a queen in God's eyes, too. Her power could not be questioned. In a portrait painted in honor of that day, Elizabeth has a scepter in her right hand. The scepter is a symbol of authority. In her left hand, she holds an orb. The way her hand grasps the orb is meant to show that her power reaches all over the world. In the painting, Elizabeth's long red hair is flowing. Her cheeks are slightly flushed, The new queen looks young and full of life. Already, Elizabeth had learned a great deal. She knew how people close to her could turn against her. She would have to be careful and smart if she was going to remain queen.